My name is Frank Camisa. I'm the Chief of Spinal Surgery at the Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm the consultant for spinal problems to New York Giants. One of the most common injuries for football players is an injury to the neck. And obviously it provokes a lot of anxiety, especially when it happens on the field. Just like in the general population, the most common injury is a herniated disc. The way an injury happens is a player will come up, make a tackle, their neck will be put either in hyperextension or hyperflexion, and the force on the top of the head is transmitted to the disc. The disc is cartilage, generally the weakest portion of the spine, so a disc will herniate. The players that are most likely to get these type of injuries are those that lead with their head. For example, a cornerback, a safety, linebackers, or running backs. It's the most common in those players. And basically what we do is remove the herniated disc, make sure that the spinal cord and nerve roots are decompressed, that there's no pressure remaining on them. There'll be a defect there that we need to reconstruct. Now we fill that defect with either a cage that's filled with bone graft, and we insert that into the defect that we've created. And then we'll put a small titanium plate on the front, which gives instant stability and helps the bone heal. You can see that we put a plate on to stabilize. Here you can see the bone graft in between the vertebral bodies. If you look from the side, here you can see the plate, and this is the bone in between the vertebral bodies that's very well healed. Many players are able to return to play after the surgery is done, it heals, and they get back to a normal range of motion. Generally, that would take 12 to 24 weeks before they can return to play.